In all seriousness, are you a little bit, I know you're not a guy that really gets bothered by a whole lot of stuff, but are you a little bit cheesed off that you weren't invited to take part this year? Because, I mean, second in the league in three-point shooting, I mean, to me, it's a shoo-in that you should be there.
Yeah, you know, I'm shooting a very high percentage. I think, you know, had I not gotten in this knee injury and had to sit out about 3 or 4 weeks, probably would have made it. I guess for whatever reason, you know, being out with the injury caused them to decide to not put me in the contest.
I like, from the outsider looking in, Daniel Gibson's playing on a team that's 8-44. Darrell Wright shooting more than 10 percentage points lower than you. And I mean, he's having a fabulous season, but, you know, come on. I can understand Ray Allen and Paul Pierce and even the star talent of a guy like a Kevin Durant, even though he's only shooting 34-something percent. But, I mean, I don't know. I was just a little surprised when the contestants were announced and your name wasn't on that list.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the first year this has happened to me, so I've kind of come to expect the disappointment year in and year out.
What about the All-Star Weekend for you then? What's going to be on tap for you? Because I know there's probably going to be a lot of involvement with the union and the supposed or hopeful talks between the union and the league.
Yeah, absolutely. There's going to be an important Players Association meeting and, you know, a meeting with the owners as well, and hopefully that's productive. We'll see. But I'm going to be down there involved in that and actually running for the vice president spot that opened up when Donald Foyle retired.
So you're hoping to, I mean, what's the process then? I mean, how do you become vice president? I mean, are we talking about like a league-wide vote amongst all the players, or how does this work?
Yeah, it's a lot like the U.S. presidential election. You know,
a lot of tampering then.
Political, yeah, mudslinging. You know, special interest groups, lobbyists. No, it's really informal. You just go to the meeting, get nominated, and take a hand count vote. That's it.
So whoever's there? So, I mean, if guys aren't at All-Star Weekend, do they even have a vote?
No, it's whoever's at the meeting can vote.
Now, how many guys are usually showing up for this thing?
Normally not everybody shows up, but because this is such an important meeting with the potential lockout next summer, I think every team will be represented by at least one person.
Is there much you can say at this point? I mean, I don't know if it's overstepping bounds or if you maybe just don't even know, like where things kind of stand from the union's perspective right now with all the talk that's out there as to what might happen.
You know, everybody knows about the owner's ridiculous offer that they brought to the table and, you know, wanted a hard salary cap and salary rollbacks and no guaranteed contracts and all that kind of stuff, which we have. We will never give up, you know. That's really important for us to have those kind of securities. So until they can show some sign of meeting us halfway, there's not really much negotiation going on right now.
It's kind of frustrating. I mean, you know this as one of the more, in my opinion at least, one of the more well-grounded professional athletes, period, and a guy that's kind of tuned in with the everyday, you know, man. Does it make the negotiation for both sides that much more difficult right now, given the economic climate in the world, but especially in the U.S.? I mean, things are actually on the up and up a little bit here in Canada, but especially in the U.S. where, I mean, both sides, but especially the players, are you going to look greedy, even though you might be getting kind of screwed in the offer, but are you going to look greedy by wanting more millions when some people are just struggling to keep a job and hoping to make 40 grand a year if they're lucky?
Yeah, we definitely have that in mind. Obviously, the economy plays a role in any business's net income, but at the same time, the sport of basketball has been doing well despite the economy. You know,
right.
Attendance has gone up every year, TV ratings have gone up every year. They signed a huge TV contract, long-term TV contract. Licensing has gone up and been growing all over the world. It's still an expanding sport. So, it's a tough pill to swallow that the owners are crying poverty when you know, on the surface at least, everything looks like it's growing and going up. So, you know, we're not trying to be greedy. We just want what's fair. And, at this point, what the owners have offered us isn't fair. So we need a little more from them so we can start negotiation, hopefully avoid this lockout that would have a devastating effect on not just the players and owners, but everyone who's peripherally affected by a lockout. You know, there's a lot of people that lose work, lose money, and it'll have an adverse effect on local economies. I mean, there's a lot of people with interest in this, not just players and owners.
Okay, last question for you then. How do you avoid, again, from the union side of things, how do you avoid the posturing that is probably sure to exist? And I mean, how do you avoid not letting this drag through the spring, the summer, the off season, into the fall, and maybe affecting next season? Because it would seem like both sides and most fans think, oh, well, hell, they're eventually going to get a deal done. But I mean, how do you avoid the 6 months of crap before you actually finally get a deal done?
Well, it's like any relationship, communication. You know, you need to be able to communicate and work together towards a common goal, which is hammering out a new CBA that's fair to both sides. Unfortunately, the negotiation process doesn't really afford that type of opportunity. There is posturing, and people are going to, you know, hardline, especially early. And, you know, it's the same old song and dance when it comes to negotiations. That's how they go. So that's unfortunate, but hopefully we can, both sides will understand what's at stake and kind of get over that and communicate and work together and hammer something out.